Following is a prayer process meant to be practiced with deep conviction and devotion anytime you feel threatened by fear, anger, pain, sickness, depression, self-judgment, conflict, confusion, maybe jealousy, scarcity, or death. If an issue or person, present or past, is causing you suffering, take this person or situation or issue through the following process. Get comfortable and take a few deep, relaxing breaths. Make a conscious decision to accept yourself fully in this instant, no matter what sort of turmoil you might feel. Just deeply accept yourself with each breath. And overlook any judgments or self-judgments that may arise. Center yourself and drop within to your heart area, gently allowing your breath to open this area for receiving God's healing love. With each breath, let yourself begin to release the issue that has caused suffering. It may be your own pain or another's. If you're concerned about another, you can heal for them through this process by accepting the atonement on their behalf. This will help to heal both of you. Move through this process and take in its powerful healing. As you do so, you will invoke the miracle. When you accept the atonement, this is what you wholeheartedly agree to and accept. I perceive the issue, the sickness or person is causing me to suffer. I recognize that this suffering is not God's will and that I have been mistaken in choosing to believe it. I don't want to believe this suffering any longer. And I ask you, Spirit, to heal my perception in this instant. As much as I want the form of suffering to cease, I accept that I must desire to have my perception healed more than I want the seeming form of the problem to be healed. I accept that the only problem is my perception of it as a problem. No matter if the suffering is great or small, this is always the case. I deny anything not of God's will the power to hurt me or others. God's loving will is the only power. The ego has no power unless I choose to believe it does. I accept the divine undoing of fear and guilt, which is always the sole cause of my issue. I accept the loving and healing will of God, allowing it to replace the ego's desire for suffering. I claim my eternal guiltlessness, which is the will of God. Fear and attack fall away as I claim this divine guiltlessness. I accept miracles as my inheritance. I accept that my will is now joined as one with God's loving will. I surrender my personal responsibility for the seeming problem as I hand it over to Spirit. I accept that my holiness reverses all the laws of the world. I accept that God's laws always overrule the ego's laws of this world. Sickness, pain, scarcity, conflict, and death have no power and no meaning in God. I accept that healing in God is always certain and that it has already taken place. I acknowledge healing is always God's will for me. I accept that my perception is healed, so the effects and symptoms must heal as well. I recognize the timing of this healing of symptoms or effect depends only on my degree of trust in the miracle. The miracle itself is instantaneous. I accept that my only responsibility now is to trust implicitly that God's loving will has already healed the cause of the problem, regardless of any continuing appearances to the contrary. Appearances are just that, appearances only. They are not real. I choose to trust implicitly in God's loving will and nothing else. Thy will be done, and so it is. Amen.